So Dr. Firestone, the wind turbine at University of Delaware's Lewis campus turned 5 this summer. So when it was up and running, what goals did you have in mind with it? What did you hope to learn?
Well, we hope to establish, and I think we have established, a successful research platform. That was probably first and foremost, because we have a strong wind energy research program. And secondly, we wanted to bring clean energy to the University of Delaware's Lewis campus, and we're also pleased that we're able to provide the residents of Lewis with some clean wind energy as well.
And how much power did the wind turbine generate?
Since its inception, it has generated about 24,000 megawatt hours. It generates a little over 5,000 megawatt hours a year. Most of the power, about 80%, probably goes to power the Lewis campus, and then the remainder goes to city residents.
Right. I understand that the Lewis Board of Public Works is also a customer as well.
Yeah, so that's how we sell it to the city, and our arrangements with the city is, I think, quite rewarding to both sides. The city and the Lewis Board of Public Works work with us so that we effectively virtually net meter 6 of our larger buildings, and then we sell the excess electricity to the city at its avoided cost. So it enters into contracts to buy power, and that power is primarily fossil fuel and nuclear, and we sell it wind power at what it would otherwise be paying to buy that sort of legacy power.
And since the turbine was built close to residential areas, tell me about the local community's reception to the turbine's construction.
Well, I went to a couple of neighborhood meetings when I went in front of the city council to get approval. No one spoke out against it. It seemed to be just another item on the city council's agenda. At the neighborhood meetings, there was a lot of interest. There was large crowds, but I wouldn't say they were concerned crowds. They were more interested in what was coming to their community. Questions really focused more on potential effects to wildlife than they did how it might affect them as residents.
And speaking of impacts on wildlife, tell me about the bat shield technology that was installed inside the turbine. How has that device helped reduce mortality among bat populations?
The bat shield is really a series of software that allows more precise control of the wind turbine. So it allows you to operate or to turn it off in the face of various wind and other sort of climatic and atmospheric conditions. So what we know about bats is that there's a migration season generally around us. It's July, August, and September, and that bats tend to fly in the couple hours after dusk, and they tend to fly more often at low wind speeds. So using the bat shield technology, we're able to instruct the wind turbine not to generate electricity, so basically not to spin, for those first few hours after dusk during the migration season if the wind speeds are low. And so the thought is you're not going to lose much power, but you can do good by the bats.
Right. And were there any other kinds of emerging technologies that were tested on the turbine?
Yes. The central one would have been the Indar generator. So when the turbine was first installed, it had a generator that could operate on one of two frequencies, either 50 or 60 hertz. In Europe, things operate on 50 hertz. In the U.S., they operate on 60 hertz. And we took out the existing generator and we put in a new generator that was designed to only operate on 60 hertz. Now, that sounds like it's, well, it has doesn't come with the same number of options, but it allows you to have fewer parts and to be cheaper if you can design something to only operate on a single frequency. So we were able to test that, and that 60 hertz only generator remains in the turbine today.
And what future goals do you have in terms of the turbine? Do you want it to generate more power, offset more carbon emissions? What do you hope in the next 5 years?
Well, we hope that we continue to operate at the high levels that we've been operating in the first 5 years, so that we would generate another 25,000 megawatt hours of electricity. We hope to continue to do some cutting edge research at the turbine. We will as well use it as an education platform for our students. In addition to having students come as part of coursework, we also have trained some of our students to ascend the turbine. You have to get special training and OSHA approval, and they then assist us with research by putting various devices up on the turbine.
Wow, that must be exciting to get to climb the turbine.
One person's excitement is, you know, probably another person's glad they get to see that person climbing and not themselves.
And since there is an elevating national conversation about wind energy resources and offshore wind, how has having this coastal wind turbine helped inform offshore wind development?
Well, I would say in a number of respects. One, it is about the most coastally oriented wind turbine in the United States. And we're here in Delaware Bay, we're in a very important international flyway. So there's been a lot of interest by federal and state regulators and by birders about the effects of the wind turbine on avian populations. And so our research there has been helpful, and it sheds some light and I think gives a sense of optimism that we can install turbines offshore and not have substantial negative effects on bird populations. So I'd say that's one. Dr. Steve Dexter did some research related to corrosion in the marine environment. So we know that can cause difficulty when you put equipment out in the marine environment. So that work is transferable and useful for the marine environment. And then we've done some work on public perceptions. We don't yet have any offshore turbines for which we can ask people about. We do show them photo montages of what we anticipate these projects are going to look like. But, you know, here in Lewis, we have a living, breathing turbine, and so we've been able to do some work and to better understand how people think about wind turbines.